Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Record-breaking annuity sales underscore the continued strength of the retirement market as investors seek both growth opportunities and protection from ongoing economic uncertainty. Fueled by strong equity markets, rising interest rates, and demand for principal protection, U.S. annuity sales reached a record $123.9 billion in the second quarter of 2026, marking the 11th consecutive quarter of more than $100 billion in sales, according to LIMRA. The results highlight the growing role annuities are playing in retirement planning amid volatile markets and demographic shifts. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and Keith Golombieski, Assistant Vice President and Director of Annuity Research at LIMRA, joins us now to tell us more about that. Keith, welcome. So great to speak with you again. Thanks so much for joining us today. Keith, second quarter annuity sales reached a record high. What are the biggest drivers behind those results, and which product lines contributed most to the growth?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lori. You know, as you mentioned, right, we really, based on our estimated data, second quarter did come in at a record level of almost $124 billion. So that is significant. We continue to see, over $100 billion in sales each quarter. But now we're kind of at that new level. You kind of ask why, what is really going on in this environment? And to be honest, there's a lot going on. And I think that really attributes to that view that annuities can really support and help investors and individuals, right? All the global tensions, the market volatility, the uncertainty of where the economic market is going to go, that all points to protection, guarantees, protected growth, upside potential, all those components that really allow annuities to resonate. So based on what we've seen so far, right, in 2026, the markets started out pretty slow. First quarter, I think the S&P was down a little bit. But then once you get to the second quarter, April had about 10% return just in 1 month. And then May had almost 5% returns. And then in June came down a little bit. But overall, the equity market performed really well in the second quarter. And then July is up even. So as we start thinking about even the third quarter, the equity market is doing well. On top of that, interest rates are clearly important for annuities. But when we started at the beginning of the year, one example would be the three-year treasury rate. That was about 3.5%. Jump ahead to the end of July, we're at 4.34% for a three-year treasury. So treasuries even grew by 80 basis points. So again, as we thought rates were going to come down, the Fed lowered rates three times in 2025, but in fact, rates are actually going up. So we're almost in that, I don't want to say perfect storm, but strong equity performance, high rates, that is definitely contributing to some of the sales that we are seeing. Now, you also mentioned, there's a lot of different annuity products. Registered index linked annuities continue to resonate, also known as RILA. We saw a record sales of about $23.3 billion for the second quarter, up 22% year over year. That really puts us at over $90 billion to almost $100 billion run rate. So RILA continues to resonate with that really strong upside potential, providing some downside protection for those individuals. And now we're seeing a lot more living benefits, guaranteed income discussions and features. and many different indices where a customer now can get access to performance of indices that they might not have had access to in the past. We've seen new annuity carriers enter, more distribution partners looking to sell these type of products. So RILA is really resonating. In addition, with the strong interest rates, FRD or fixed rate deferred annuities, also known as MYGA, multi-year guaranteed annuities, doing really well. They were kind of falling behind over the last couple quarters, but second quarter, they really resonated as customers and clients would like to lock in, right? Some of those either guaranteed earnings for the next 5+ years. We are in a fantastic interest rate environment.
Keith, despite ongoing market volatility and economic uncertainty, demand for annuities remains strong. What's motivating consumers today, and how are their retirement planning priorities evolving?
Yeah, Lori. I think protection is probably the core motivator, right? As we think about what customers or what potential annuity clients are looking for. Think about, you know, the average annuity client is roughly between ages 55 to age 65. They're in that sweet spot of thinking about either trying to continue to grow their assets, more of accumulating assets, and then also starting to think about, well, how do we start thinking about deaccumulation? So the motivation is having that protection, right? They don't want to head into their retirement age or retirement years and lose money. So they want to protect at least some of those assets that they do have. So as they work with financial professionals, they build out their financial plans, having protection is definitely key. As I mentioned earlier, having that growth, especially for many of these individuals, they still need to grow their assets and they want to be prepared as they head into retirement. So again, protected growth, two key words, but annuities allow you to put those two together. Now, retirement priorities, are they evolving? I would say yes. Retirement is not the same today as it was a few decades ago. Many clients are doing the soft retirement. They might be working. They might be trying something new and different. They might be traveling early on and then do less travel as they age. So I think their priorities are changing. They could be supporting their older parents. They're still, the sandwich generation, supporting their children. So a lot going on, but that's where the work, the help of a financial professional is key. Providing a plan, providing protection, but still the ability to grow. And then again, at the end, providing that guaranteed income so they can live through retirement and hopefully many years as they enjoy their retirement period.
As you mentioned earlier, registered index-linked annuities, or RILA, reached another record. What's driving their growing popularity with both insurers and consumers?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is evolving. RILA products, I would say, from a innovation standpoint, there's a lot of innovation occurring within this product line. So that always helps. That keeps advisors interested in the product. Annuity carriers are trying to be creative with different indices, different crediting methods, bringing on different indexes, and then now seeing a lot more innovation around those guaranteed income solutions. So I think having innovation is important. That's driving some of the engagement with financial professionals. So they are becoming more interested and aware of these solutions. I think it also gives access to similar products or products that they that many individuals might not have had access to in the past. So one of the solutions, structured notes, which they've been popular over the last few decades, but usually those are typically been more for higher net worth clients. So now to have similar features with those buffers and the floors and the downside protection, really allowing this type of product to be utilized for middle America, as well as for other individuals looking for really potential for high growth, but then providing some of that protection on the downside. Finally, we are seeing more distributors really starting to add these products to their product line or product lineup. So whether it's on the bank side, the independent broker-dealer side, and then wirehouses, a lot of the large broker-dealers that might have been doing more structured note business, now becoming more familiar and looking at these RILA solutions. So a lot going on. I continue to think RILA is going to continue to grow, at least for the foreseeable future over the next couple of years. This is an important lineup for annuity carriers.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Keith, how are changing interest rates and equity market performance influencing product mix and consumer preferences?
Yeah, we are in an interesting time period. If you look across many economists, I think you have probably half think that rates might pull back. You might have the other half thinking rates need to be increased from the Treasury, the Fed. So we are in a period of just unknown of what's going to happen. So I think that is a uncertainty. However, right, there is no exact time that you would want to buy an annuity. Annuities can work in many environments. I think in this environment, it is a fantastic time to think about annuities because you don't know. Rate's going to come down, rate's going to go up. Is the equity market going to pull back from where we've seen over the last 4 years? So I think clients shouldn't wait to try to time the market. It's very hard to time it. I think with the features and the protection that we've been talking about, it gives a little more peace of mind for these individuals that it is fine to buy the annuity today, because even if the market pulls back, they have that downside protection. And then you do have those other features and guarantees and upside. So I think the environment is a perfect time, right? And depending on what happens, from an external standpoint. Now, from an equity market standpoint, 2023 and 2024, the S&P had 20%+ returns each of the years. 2025, I think the market went up 16%. 2026 is doing pretty well. There are some uncertainties or unknowns. I keep on hearing about the potential for the AI bubble. A lot going around, the agentic AI. However, not sure when that's going to happen. But right now, it's another strong equity market. Will that continue forever? No. There are, of course, the ups and downs. But annuities can really help give that peace of mind for clients.
Keith, when you look across these record sales, what do they suggest about Americans' retirement planning priorities and demand for guaranteed income today and in the coming years?
Yeah, we are seeing a record number of individuals reaching age 100, right? We are seeing individuals living, you know, more than 30, 40 years in retirement. So this is significant, right? This is such a different structural change to, as we think about retirement, where maybe somebody that was retired 20, 30 years ago, you know, they're thinking about 5 years, 10 years. Now there's the potential for 30, 40 years in retirement. So that does change significantly that, you know, that aspect for individuals, as well as, you know, I think when we think about pensions, the DB pension market, many individuals don't have pensions anymore. The onus has now been put back or put on the individual. So they have to figure out how to live through retirement. Social Security, right? As of today, it is available and is around. But again, Social Security will only get most individuals to a certain level. So they do need more income, more assets. They need to think about long-term care, right? How do you protect against you know, sicknesses or ailments? Because as you live longer, there's always that chance for dementia and Alzheimer's. So we are in that interesting time period on what individuals have to manage their retirement, hopefully with a financial professional's help. They have to have assets. A lot of them want to have some type of legacy for their children as well. So there's a lot of things that they are trying to manage and deal with. So that's where financial professionals are key. I think technology is really helping to make it easier to look across somebody's whole portfolio, making sure that they do have assets that are going to grow, make sure they have enough money for guarantees and income. And then, you know, have some of that play money, right? If they do want to travel and do some other things. So we are in a fantastic time period. In addition, right, when we think about individuals reaching age 65, you know, peak 65, I know that's something that we've talked about, I think, over a few different webinars. But when you have more than, you know, 11,200 individuals reaching age 65 on a daily basis, that's a lot of people, right? That's over 4 million Americans reaching age 65 each year. They need help. They need that support. They need annuities to really help fill in some of those needs that they might have.
Keith, I'm going to ask you to take out your crystal ball for a moment, if I may. Looking ahead, what trends or risks will have the greatest impact on annuity sales and product innovation over the next 12 to 24 months?
Yeah. You know, I got to shine up my crystal ball here a little bit. You know, I think technology, you know, besides product innovation, we have ebbs and flows when I think of product innovation. We'll always have product innovation. You know, I've seen, you know, changes in products, new products launched over the last 2 to 3 decades. So we're always going to see that. So I'm confident we're going to continue to see products change. I really think technology is going to be the core driver for annuities over the next couple years. We're seeing a lot of work by annuity carriers, by other organizations like the IRI, their digital first initiatives, just making the process easier to buy and to sell annuities. That is key. To make, from an operational standpoint, an efficiency and administrative standpoint, utilizing AI and other tools to speed up the process, to make us more efficient as an industry, that's huge. To improve the experience for the individual and then for the financial professional, that is significant because annuities in the past have not been easy to buy or purchase. We are making huge headway there. And I think over the next couple of years, we're going to see more and more significant changes around that. I think also we are seeing a lot of activity, a lot of interest from asset managers, from other institutions looking to support the annuity ecosystem. So whether it's through providing capital, providing reinsurance, just allowing this industry to sell more and more products to reach more and more, you know, needs of the customers. So I think technology is definitely, in my mind, huge for this industry. Having the ability to sell more is crucial. So I think having the capital and the reinsurance is so so important. Now, from a product innovation, if I was going to touch on a couple things, you know, I think we're going to see small incremental changes across the current product lineups. I think we're going to see more focused on the advisory annuities, trying to reach some of those advisors that don't typically sell annuities. So actually develop products and capabilities that make it easy for them to offer annuities to their clients. So some of those fee-based annuities, I think, are going to be more relevant for this market. I think on the flip side, probably the final piece, and we're seeing a lot of noise, product innovation, partnerships in 2026, is more on the in-plan annuity side. So individuals that have their 401ks, having the ability to have some type of annuity solution in those assets, in those products, that's just going to continue to grow annuities in general. You know, you have over $11 trillion in 401k assets in the U.S. Even if it was only 10% of those assets moved into annuities, that's over a $1 trillion opportunity. I think that's going to be higher and higher or larger, but that's where we're seeing definitely a lot of focus is trying to reach clients earlier and trying to provide those annuity solutions to new individuals at an earlier state.
Keith, this has been a fascinating and insightful discussion. And as always, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Greatly appreciate it.
Of course, Lori, I'll always love to chat with you. And I think probably the next time we chat, we'll have a little more to talk about really in the future, right? Where do we see sales going in 2027, 2028, and beyond? We'll have some of our forecasting data. So I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about in a few months.
Wonderful. I look forward to that discussion. Thank you again. That was Keith Golombieski, Assistant Vice President and Director of Annuity Research at LIMRA. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.